Unit 3. Health and Medicine. Reading 1. Body mass and weight. To be obese means to have too much fat on the body. Obese people are not just overweight. Such people are likely to suffer health problems because of their weight. The precise cause of obesity is not clear. However, it is clear that obesity is a problem in most countries. One study estimated that about 55% of people in the United States are obese. People need to understand what obesity is and how to tell if they themselves are obese so that they can change their condition. An obese person does not have to look extremely fat. Even people who seem only slightly overweight can actually be considered obese. If a person has a certain amount of fat on their body, then their health might be in danger. This amount of fat is usually thought to be 40% of the body's total composition. Finding a person's exact fat percentage is troublesome. Most people still rely on their weight measurement to tell them if they are overweight or obese. There are problems with this method, however. There are recommended weights for different ages. In addition, weight alone says nothing about a person's percentage of body fat, which is most important. People have different body types, which can make weight measurements unreliable. For instance, athletes usually have more muscle mass than other people. Muscle weighs more than fat. Therefore, an athlete may weigh more than their recommended weight, but this does not mean they are not healthy. A more accurate measurement of body fat is needed. Probably the most popular method of determining body fat today is the body mass index, BMI. BMI is a person's weight, in kilograms, divided by the square of his or her height, in meters. For men, a BMI of 24 to 27 is normal. For women, it is 23 to 26. A BMI of 30 or more means a person is obese. Many experts feel that BMI is a reliable way to determine if a person's weight is unhealthy. However, others feel that BMI is too general to be really useful. The numbers come from comparisons of large groups of people. It is not related to an individual's body composition. BMI says nothing about a person's actual percentage of body fat. There are many different ways that BMI can be affected by body shape and size. Muscular people may show a high BMI, even though they are perfectly healthy. Some people have higher bone density than others, which increases their weight. In some cases, those who have very low body fat and are also not muscular can have a BMI that is too high. BMI is also unreliable for children and the elderly. Even supporters of BMI think that it should not be used for people under 18 or over 70 years old. Despite these criticisms, there are strong positive aspects of BMI. The main one is that it is very simple. The measurement can be performed easily. It does not take special knowledge or equipment. Though BMI is a general measurement, it still gives useful information. At least, it can suggest that there might be a problem. Furthermore, some studies have shown that people with higher BMI numbers have a higher risk of health problems. It takes only a minute to get a BMI number, but the results can be very important to a person's life.